That's a perfect segue, Mr. Packer. We're going to go to story number six coming out of Miami today. Headline, 631-unit tower plans 125 micro-units and 1,000 bike spaces. Again, Miami today. First couple graphs from Mr. Packer that I want you to comment. Developers plan a 43-story mixed-use residential tower with some micro-dwelling units for vacant site in City of Miami's Omni Community Redevelopment District. The application lists 16th Street Partners, LLC, and owner-developer as Hakeem South Towers at 45 Northeast 6th Street. The new building is to be home to 631 residential units, approximately 3,140 square feet of commercial use, 468 parking spaces, and ground floor retail and amenity spaces. Of the residential units, 125 will be micro units. Mr. Fackler, what do you make of the fact that micro units are now popular? And I'll tell you the square footage momentarily about a micro unit. Basically, it's nice and small, kind of like what you would see in New York. Where basically you walk in, you can shower, you can eat, you can watch TV, and you don't even have to move your feet. So what do you think of the concept of micro units coming to Miami?
Yeah, the concept is interesting, although a bit late. Like you mentioned, New York was big on this. The micro dwellings are generally, 250 to 400 square feet.
Correct, correct. No more than 400 square feet is what somebody will be expected to live in, but as little as 275 square feet.
But what's different about this is it's being demanded by the Gen Zers and millennials, where in New York, we're going back to my, baby boomer days, it was starting to become popular. Here, what's happening is the Gen Zers and the millennials are giving up space to be close to culture and stores and shopping and schools and work. And they're willing to sacrifice the square footage to be close to everything. But one of the things I thought was funny about this commission meeting, This plan was approved, by the way. But what happened is this business about the bicycle spots, anybody who's lived in that area, isn't this near Edgewater? Was this 16th Street around there?
Yeah, if anybody wants reference, this is about three blocks from one of two homeless shelters. This would be the downtown Miami homeless shelter.
Okay.
So these micro units will not be located near the water. It's not like you're going to the beach on the Barrier Island. You're going to live in a small place. This is actually west of Biscayne, probably by about five blocks, right off of Miami Avenue.
But the point is, with the bicycles, hundreds of bicycles were zoned in for this. And, the commission was asking the developers, like, why the bicycles? Isn't that unrealistic? You've lived in the area. I've lived in the area. And I can tell you, if you're going to ride a bicycle, then it's a suicide mission. There's no places to drive a bicycle. What? So they're asking, because I think the zoning, the code is that they have to have one bike per parking spot or per unit. There's 600 and change units. So you're talking about hundreds of bicycles. So the commission couldn't get their arms around this. Like, why do you need this? And basically they said, well, it's not our idea. It's the code. I don't know if it's Miami 21, one of the newer factions that, demand certain rules and regulations about the way these are built. Architecturally, it's supposedly beautiful. It's supposed to look like a really upscale condo. So they were very happy with that. But they did have questions about, certain issues, like why do you need so many hundreds of bicycles?
John, any comment about living in a unit that's no more than 400 square feet, far removed from the water or any kind of popular destinations?
Well, I mean, I think the younger generation now is, they're not spending a lot of time, in their condos. They're working, they're at the gym, they're in restaurants, they're in bars. And really, when it comes to affordability, this might just be a great way to sort of provide housing for young professionals who are just starting out in their careers, and who, quite frankly, don't spend a lot of time hanging out in their condos. They're out hustling, they're out working, they're out, at the gym and nightclubs, restaurants. They want to go to the beach. They can just hop on their bike and go to the beach.
and John, just a follow-up question to that. Is this typically the type of development you see late in a cycle when, because there's not enough housing, all of a sudden these extremes are taken and lo and behold, the market shakes out and then people look back and are like, wow, what were you doing? Am I misguided?
I mean, that's actually a huge risk. I mean, if you're going to buy one of these units and the market tanks and then you get like a whole bunch of new supply in the market, much bigger units and all that. I mean, of course, people are going to go for the bigger units. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely a risk for both the developer and for the buyers.
Can I just add that I think this whole move to minimalism, you know, these small units is I'm really all for it. I've been downsizing myself. This whole minimalism, thing is something I've embraced. I know that Peter likes to call my cottage, in fact, the mausoleum.
Ken, any opinion about living in a place that's under 400 square feet and not being located next to a popular destination, whether it be sand or sea or nightclubs? Would that be an appeal as somebody moving to Miami?
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure. It sounds great. Like, as an alternative to death, I guess. I mean, 400 square feet, I don't know what that is, but that's pretty small. And if it's, like, not well located, it sounds pretty horrible. I mean, you know, I'm having a hard time figuring out exactly what that means, but 400 square feet, that's a small place. I mean, is it a studio? Do you have a bedroom or is it all just one room?
No, it'll be like a hotel room. If you come to Miami and you stay in a hotel, like maybe in South Beach, many of those hotel rooms are ballpark 200, 250 square feet. Those that might have a kitchen, they'll be a little bit larger, or like maybe an actual bedroom that's carved out from the place. Think of like an embassy suite or something.
But this is to live in. It's not to, I mean, it's not to spend a night in or.
Yeah, it's a rental. It's an apartment building you'd rent it for, 6 months to a year.
I mean, it sounds horrible. Like, I don't know why you'd want to do that unless you had no choice. And it really would be, I mean, there's got to be some, I don't know. What are they charging? Do you know?
The rent is not listed here, but ballpark, you're looking at about $3 a foot on a median basis in Greater Downtown Miami. So if we just do some rough math, you take that 400 square feet and you do it by $3 a foot, probably looking at $1,200 to $1,500 a month.
I mean, I guess if you're, 22 years old and you just got out of college and you're just going to get drunk every night, you want to be in that location, but it's, otherwise I just can't imagine. I don't know who would live like that. I mean, there are neighborhoods where, I mean, Miami's not cheap, but, there are plenty of neighborhoods where, you pay a little bit more or you share a place and you can live much more comfortably. Hey, to each his own. That's not for me.